All right, guys, questions and answers, answers and questions. There's no question I won't take, no answer I won't give if I actually know the answer. So you know what time it is, guys. I get to hear from you guys at home. Let's dive right in. Four questions today. Okay, this question reads, my daughter is hanging out with an alternative crowd at school, and I recently read some text messages she sent to a friend where she said she was bi. How would you handle this? I'm devastated. I'm not sure what the age is of your daughter. You shouldn't be completely devastated about this because I think that these are the hurdles that a lot of parents are going to come across in this increasing environment of trying to get children to identify as something than other. The truth is that all children are confused all the time, and what they usually need is just parental guidance and direction. And I would sit down and I would have a chat with your daughter about where she learned about the idea, where she learned about the concept. Is she talking about a phase, or is this something that she's doing to fit in? Because I tend to think that a lot of children are doing this today because they want to fit in. There is something right now in our society that is glorifying the idea of identifying as other, right? People don't want to just be normal. We have made normativity perverse in some ways, right? What's wrong with you? Nothing. I'm a heterosexual straight male. And people go, oh, that's so boring. And kids like to experiment with different concepts and ideas, and that doesn't stop all the way up, whether she's in middle school, high school. That's not going to stop all the way through to college. You know, this isn't, you know, some terrible thing. It could honestly be much worse. She could be, as we talked about earlier in the show, saying that she identifies as trans species. So I would just hit your daughter with love, ask about where she heard these ideas, you know, be accepting and be welcoming to her confusion, her identity crisis, whatever it is that she's going through, because you don't want to push her further away. And, you know, understand, as I said, that these issues are going to be discussed more and more in school because there are people that are tantalizing her to think this way. But I think in the stream of everything that we have going on right now in this country, this is actually a smaller issue, and you're going to be great in just addressing this and having a conversation with her. Next question. What are you growing in your garden? How did you learn to garden? Love this question. All questions gardening I love. I'm growing a lot in my garden. A lot of herbs or herbs, depending on where you live. You either say herbs or you say herbs. But I'm growing a lot of herbs. And it is parsley, three different types of parsley. I'm growing basil. I'm growing tomatoes. I am growing carrots, I'm growing onions, I'm growing arugula, I'm growing kale. So there's a lot going on in my garden. I'm very excited about the watermelons that I'm growing potatoes. And in terms of how I got started, I actually just threw down some seeds, peppers, three different types of peppers. I was very nervous about how to get started, when to get started, because you feel like you know absolutely nothing. But I just asked a bunch of local people how to get it done. And they're like, you just throw down some seeds and see what grows. And I was completely shocked that the stuff grows in the first 10 days. You just start seeing things popping up and then you get excited. And then you start researching independently to realize, oh, is that a weed? What do I have to pull out? There's actually some really great apps that can help, because as weeds are growing along with your plants, you want to make sure that you're pulling out the right stuff and keeping the soil healthy. It's one of those things that it's very mentally clarifying. Like, there's something very special about growing something from nothing. It's very nurturing, and I love to be in my garden every single day, every single morning, and every single evening. You know, in the mornings, I try to get the weeding done. In the evenings, I try to get the watering done. And I really just recommend it. Just throw some seeds down and see what happens. You're going to learn naturally. It's kind of like cooking. People are like, oh, how do I even start? I've never been a person that cooks before. Just go buy some meat and throw it into a pan, and you're gonna learn, because things are gonna not take off, things are going to take off, and that's the only way to learn is by actually doing. So 10 out of 10 would recommend gardening. Up next, people mean tweeting me, if you will, but first, a message from our sponsors over at Birch Gold. Fear of out-of-control inflation is hammering the stock market. The S&P 500 is having its worst start to the year since World War II. That being said, now might be a good time for you to diversify into gold, the most stable asset in history. And Birch Gold is the company that I trust to help you convert an IRA or a 401k into an IRA in gold and silver. That's right. Not only will Birch Gold help you fortify your savings with precious metals, they'll help you do it in a tax-sheltered account. text Candace to 989898 to get started with your free, no obligation info kit on gold from Birch Gold. They are the precious metals professionals. Text Candace to 989898 and secure your savings now. Next question. Okay, this is a question in response to one of my tweets. This is a tweet that I wrote that you would think that in the year 2022, after 5 years of me, you puny leftist men would realize that I do not fear you and your lies only strengthen my resolve. By the end of this year, I will do an entire documentary exposing the dangerous gender agenda happening in our schools. And I was writing that in response to some guy who was so angry about me even talking about the transgender in schools that he did the typical leftist tactic of, there's blood on your hands for every trans person that dies. And that is such a ridiculous way to bar people from having a conversation about things that matter, like the transgender in schools. So this person responded to the tweet and they are asking me, I'm just curious to know what's dangerous about it. What is dangerous about the transgender? Why not teach our children to be inclusive, non-judgmental, and loving to all people, no matter how they identify? I just don't see the harm in that. Equality for all, right? No matter gender, race, or religion. I'm going to take a jump here and assume that this person perhaps does not have children. It is incredibly dangerous to teach your children that there's no such thing as reality, right? There's no such thing as reality. There is no reality. You can bend it and think whatever you want. Hey, child, think you can fly? Yeah, jump off a building. Reality doesn't exist. Of course, reality does exist. And the trans agenda, as you will learn, and your question actually says to me that this documentary is needed. As you will learn, it is incredibly harmful to children. There are lies that are being told. There are hormones that children are being given. They're being told it's reversible. It's not. These children are ending up with micro penises. Their bodies don't function normally. They don't have any sexual function by the end of this. And people need to understand that because there is this lie out there. This is just about being inclusive and about being diverse. And this is anything but. This is about perversity. This is about ruining the lives of children. And this is about some idea that children have the mental faculties to make lifelong permanent decisions when they're young. These children, in my opinion, are being harmed by adults. I truly believe that what we are seeing is a crisis of child abuse, ultimately. And by the time these children's brains actually develop, it's way too late for them to say, oh my goodness, mom, dad, why did you let me do this? Why on earth would you let me mutilate my own body? So this is an issue that deserves a lot of attention. And as I said in my tweet, I am not going to be too scared to have the conversation and to explore that documentary further and speak to a lot of people that were targeted as children and had their entire lives ruined. Next question. It's another person that is responding to the same tweet, and they are saying, it is the definition of hypocritical to claim that you stand for diversity of thought, yet hate people who think differently than you so much that you make it your life's goal to ruin theirs. I am not in the business of ruining lives when I am talking about the transgender. In fact, I am in the business of saving lives. As I said, I have spoken to so many people that have transitioned on the show as well. I've spoken to people that have transitioned and had severe regrets, and their stories are being barred. They are out there doing the work, trying to advocate for children and parents to understand the harmful lies. And again, the idea that this is about diversity and inclusion when you are encouraging people to mutilate their bodies for the rest of their lives, a decision that is made when they are children that they cannot go back on, has nothing to do with diversity and inclusion. It has to do with perversity and harms that will never, ever, ever be reversed. So I am happy, as always, to be the person that has to fall on every single sword in order for society to wake up to what is really a crisis of mental illness that is top to bottom, by the way, not bottom to top. The kids are getting the ideas from the system. We have the government that is involved in this. We have doctors that are involved in this. You have teachers that are involved in this. And the people that are being victimized by this are the children. So I'm not going to be quiet about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all of the questions that we have today. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And as always, we say, I hope that we have given you something to think about. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining me on this segment of Candace. If you liked this podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. To listen to the full show, become a member at dailywire.com/subscribe.